WTR Mobile.
Hey, monitoring.
Cut out on your transmission. Come again?
KK4HXB, monitoring.
HXB. And I remember the call very distinctly. And naturally, I can't remember the name. Anyways, good morning. And we're just leaving the house. Flying in IFR conditions out here.
Oh, roger that. Tom, it's Earl. KK4HXB.
Earl, hope you're having a nice day. We're just going on routine trip here to Aldi's. Where else, Bernice? And Walmart, unfortunately. At the wrong time of day, but who cares? We're retired. What are you up to, Earl?
Well, I'm building a couple of J-Pole antennas.
How old are you?
56 on Saturday.
Well, you want to be careful soldering that stuff. Geez, that lead, it'll kill you. And you might not live another year, according to the government.
Oh, roger that. You know, you can't believe everything you hear.
No, sir, I'd have to say QSL on that. When I was in Kansas, I had a buddy that liked to shoot, and he'd go out two or three times a week. I couldn't pour bullets fast enough to keep up with him, so I'd go out about once a week with him, but I'd pour about, 600 to 1,000 bullets in my garage. Now, I did have a little canopy that the tin shop gave me that they'd scrapped, and then I ran a vent up into the outside. I don't know how much good it done, but I'm 76 now, so maybe I'd ought to inform the government.
Well, maybe things will change once Teflon Don gets back in office.
I have no doubt about that. God bless him. And I hope he can learn to keep his mouth shut and do a good job. He did a good job last time. He just kept his mouth shut. He's still been in there. He's an egomaniac, but I think a great president. But at any rate, lead is dangerous. There's no question about that. I'm just poking fun for the heck of it. But I always tried to avoid breathing it. But now they're finding out. I used to go to the telephone guys in the tire shop, and I get wheel weights, and I get pure pig lead from the telephone guys, because their pipes or their wiring was in lead pipes, and it was pure. And then I'd mix the right ratio of lead and tin and antimony for bullets. And now they're just now, I seen an ad on TV the other day for the ambulance chasers, lawyers, and they're just now recognizing those guys, but most of them probably gone by now.
Yeah, I do a little reloading on occasion. I put all my reloading stuff up, but, you know, maybe one day we'll need it.
I hope not, but doesn't hurt to be prepared, as the Minutemen said back in the old days. Those J-Pauls, Mr. Wallace on here, W4WOZ, may be my very first one. And it just done a fine job. And I give it to some individual, as I remember, years ago. And as far as I know, it's still working. Some of them they even made that were dual band. I didn't have any really good reports on them back then. But I don't mess around with 70 centimeters anyways.
Me a fan dipole for my HF. I got a Kenwood TS-2000, and I'm talking to you on my very first 2 meters on eBay, and before I never did take it out the box. I sent it back to ICOM and had it completely redone. She's like a brand hammer new one.
LTR Mobile passing the entrance to WD4. Dave Watson's place. I'm having a brain lapse here this morning. And he has addition down here. Lives back in a pretty area. And we're just getting ready to go past a beautiful horse farm. Yeah, I got two ICOM 208s that I still use. Two in the house. And they just work like a champ, knock on wood. And they're old. And then we have two 7800s, I guess they are, Yaesus in the car and one in the truck.
I've got a Yaesu 857D. I was having a problem with it being clear on 2 meters. I put it back in the original box and sent it back to Yaesu last week. They should be getting it this week sometime, and they said that they'd fix it for me.
I hope they've improved their factory service. I know, and I've been doing this for over 30 years, 35, and for a while there, they were a little lax, but I hated to see Ameritron and MFJ go out of business. I had one transistor go out, and it's still on warranty in my amplifier. Buddy, they turned that thing around in 2 weeks from over there in Mississippi. Now, I'm sure you can still get them repaired, but it was really sad to lose them.
When did MFJ go out of business? God, I thought that was a big company.
Not me, but that the guy that owned it has the same disease as we got, and he had AGE, Earl.
Yeah, I used to do a good bit of business with them. God, I hate that. I didn't realize that they went out of business.
In 6 months to almost the beginning of the year, I don't remember precisely, but they've been out a little while now, and they're selling the remainder of their stock, but I noticed some items weren't available anymore.
K4HSB for ID.
And 0TR Mobile. Yeah, it's sad. He done a remarkable job for amateur radio operators. When it first started out, when I was beginning, you know, we called it Mighty Fine Junk, but it they just improved all along, like hopefully everybody else does.
Oh, roger that. I'm looking for a antenna analyzer. I'm building these antennas, and I need something that I can use to tune them. I bought one from Ray. Bless his heart. I hated to see him leave us, but, you know, God bless him. And I left it over to a buddy of mine's house, and I don't know whatever happened to it.
It happens when you loan things. Well, Ray was a great ambassador of ham radio and a great friend. I'll never forget him. And I visited at his home with him and just cherished the memories. But you'll need one that'll do that frequency range, of course, and I don't have one that'll go up into that area. Probably be about as well off with a SWR meter, and I say that with a grain of salt.
Yeah, I bought one on Amazon, and matter of fact, I'm getting ready to try it out here in just a second on one of my little handy talkies. But let me let you go. I'm going to get back to my working on my J-poles, and if there's anything to ever do for you, give me a holler. KK4HXB, I'll be monitoring.
Well, you just did, carrying on a conversation, keeping an old fart alert. That's a F-A-R-T. That'd be a father against radical teenager. Nothing bad about that. That's what my girls got me a sign that said when they were younger. You take care, Earl. Nice visiting with you. You're 73. This is N0TR Clear.
Roger that.